Hello, officer. Got lost on the way to the interrogation room. Perhaps you were watching me through that two-way glass. I wonder who else is behind there right this second, watching us. So we're alone, huh? Good. I prefer the privacy. Can I smoke?
Boo.
The cops always let you smoke on TV. Calm down, officer. It's just a joke. If this were a TV, you'd be eating a donut, right? I know that. I think I know that better than you do, in fact. Well, because I know for a fact that you don't have anything on me. And you never will, unless I give it to you. I intend to give it to you. Kill the camera, please. If you want any conversations to take place here, you're gonna want to kill that camera ASAP. I want this to be just you and me. Very good. Now, what would you like to know? Well, what if I told you I want you to know what I've done, huh? What if I have quite a story to tell you? Will you listen to it? Or are you going to talk over me all night? Well, frankly, I did it to see if I could get away with it. And when I had, I became bored with the whole thing. I mean, what's the point of being a serial killer if nobody even knows who I am? No, but that's where you come in. I need you. I need you to become famous. Come on, sit down and hear me out. I only want you to hear this first. Just you. I'll tell everyone else later, but first and foremost, I need your undivided attention. I think you know why. I met Celine and Mary at a party just outside of town. They were clearly college kids, judging by the way they dressed and carried themselves. The two girls let off this air of cuteness and innocence. I mean, call me a creep, but that's a bit of a trigger for me. I see cute girls in shady situations, and it gets me all riled up. There's nothing more shady than these two sweet girls at this lecherous frat party. They had no idea they were being hunted by horny fraternity brothers, or by me. Lambs to the slaughter, as they say, officer. Lambs to the slaughter. Oh, don't look so shocked. Why so stunned? Is it because I'm a woman? You aren't used to lady serial killers, huh? Well, get used to it. We exist. So back to my story. When I approached the young ladies, they thought they were being rescued. They were being chatted up by these two, dude bros. You know the type. Foul creatures. Pussy hunters. Disgusting pigs. I just had to cock block them. Without even trying, really. I managed to lure them away and back to my car. All I had to do was offer them IHOP. Fucking cheap dates. Needless to say, we did not go to IHOP. I had passed a bottle around of Cobra, but it was dosed with roofies. In minutes, both girls were asleep, being driven to a lovely little cabin in the woods. My little home away from home. That's where they're buried, by the way. I am surprised they weren't found during the search. I was practically begging to be discovered. Fuck it, I am begging to be discovered. Why? Because the only reason why I killed them was to see if I'd get caught. And now I'm furious that you fucking pigs never discovered me. Don't you know how hard it is to become famous? So, about the killings. It took no effort to get the girls into the cabin. I pick smaller girls, so they're easier to carry. Within minutes, I had them tied up in my basement and gagged. The basement is soundproofed. That's not just a sound studio you saw down there. Nah, frankly, I'm shocked you fuckers fell for that. Like, yeah, okay, I record things and I'm a singer, but why would I have a sound studio in a log cabin in the middle of the woods that's soundproofed? I swear you people are so gullible. Why? I just explained that to... You don't believe me? You don't believe that this is just about the fame, huh? Well, you're partially right. It's not just about becoming famous, but fame does play a big part in this. Another factor is that I failed to mention the kink aspect. Of course, I got off on it. I feel bad, but I do. It's why I think it's time to be caught. It's the only way I think I'm actually going to stop killing, if I'm being honest. Celine and Mary were my 6th and 7th kills, respectively. Yes, their bodies are in the same pit as the rest of my victims. Well, it makes my cunt wet to watch them cry and scream for mercy while I rape them. I tell them constantly what's going to happen to them because I love watching them break. No, I don't, and I'll tell you why. I've known hundreds of girls like them. They were all cruel bitches, mean girls in pretty packages. Under the makeup and the designer clothing, you'll always find a cold black heart. No, they didn't come for sex. Celine stated outright to me that she was straight, but I get the feeling that Mary might be a little bi-curious. Or was. Past tense. You know. Well, I waited for them to both wake up. It didn't take long at all, really. Or, you know, maybe it did, but time travels fast when you're having fun. Oh, how they squirmed when they woke up. I loved watching them slowly come to the realization that they were likely safe from being accosted by those dude bros. They both looked around scared, and you know, I kept the basement dark and devoid of objects so they couldn't see where they were at, and they were disoriented and couldn't find any weapons. It was just 4 shadowy walls covered in soundproofing foam and the mattresses that they were laid upon. Why? Well, Celine got jealous. It was this whole thing, kind of funny, really. The poor girl fell in love with me. To test to see if it was a trick, I started giving extra affection to Mary. It pissed off the poor girl. I didn't realize how much until it was too late. One night I heard the girls fighting, and I went to break them up. Celine had tried to smother Mary with a pillow, but that's for later. I'm still at the beginning. So, that night, I spent hours raping them, one after the other. Thinking about their begging still makes me so horny, even right now as I'm speaking to you. Can I have that cigarette, officer? Seriously, I need it right now. At first, the girls hated it, but they were quick to learn. If they obeyed, they wouldn't be fed. If they did what they were told, I'd buy them whatever food they wished. We had a strict routine. Weekends, they'd work out by gunpoint. Any false moves, and I would have ended them. Push-ups, sit-ups, squats, the usual. I spent hours making sure the Big Macs didn't stay on, if you know what I mean. At night, they would be raped for hours before bed. How I'd rape them? Well, usually with a dildo. And used my mouth and hand a lot, too. I once raped Celine with the barrel of my gun. I still touch myself thinking about it. I miss that fucking whore. Too bad I had to kill her. Yeah, I feel bad about it, but Celine had grown too attached. At one point, she had managed to escape her chains, but instead of running off, the dumb bitch crawled into bed with me. I woke up with her cradled in my arms, spooning. Poor girl cried when I chained her up back downstairs. She didn't like that at all, but, you know, because I didn't want her. That's why. Enough said. I don't want a welling slut. I need a victim. Celine was ruining everything. It's bad enough she killed the one person I actually liked. You know, Mary at least reacted the way that she was supposed to act. Mary never stopped crying. She begged and whimpered and cringed each and every time I touched her, and I loved it. If I wanted a partner, I'd use Tinder or something, you know? Like, I don't get it. Like, why did she attach to me? What does it matter? Yeah. I'm a lesbian. I don't do cock. Ever. Gold star for life. What? No, I doubt it. Pretty sure I don't have to actually be shot in the leg to know that I hate it, so your point's pretty moot. What does that matter to the case? You're going to open a case, right? I've literally just confessed to you. Like, murder, kidnapping, so on, etc. Turn the camera on, please. This isn't funny. Well, of course you're angry. You're her father, after all. But this is no way to treat a suspect. Yeah, I know. I knew the whole time. It's part of why I chose her. You see, I didn't tell you the whole story. I've just been screwing with you. But truth of the matter is yeah, I didn't just pick her out of random at that party. I knew that was your little girl. Well, let's just think back. Do you remember this biker from about 3 years ago by the name of Bonesaw? Yeah, him. Yeah, you were the one that arrested him. Remember? And I never seen him again after that. Like, he died in custody not long after. Under your watch. Officer, I want you to understand. You took the one person in my life that I had. So I had to take yours. An eye for an eye, as they say. Ah! Ah! Get off me! Fuck you! Ah! No! Stop! No! 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 Fucking pick! Fuck you! Yeah, fuck you. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry I raped your whore daughter. Fuck you. can still smell your daughter's breath on my cunt, you fucking pig. Makes your dick hurt, doesn't it? Fucker. I'm not gonna cry for you. Fuck you. Yeah, I fucking licked your daughter's cut and she liked it. Fuck you. Yeah. She fucking fell in love with the way I ate her pussy, you fucking pig. Hey, fuck you. Fuck off. Go fuck yourself. Ah, you fucker. Fuck you. Go to hell, you pig bastard. I bet you're jealous that I got to fuck her and you didn't. Or maybe you did, huh? Maybe you're just mad that you lost that fine pussy to me. And your daughter's got a sweet little pussy, huh? Fuck off. Fuck you. Yeah, nobody, you're nobody, you piece of shit. Fuck. Fuck you. You want me to fucking tell you now? Fuck. Fucking sick. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, I'd roll her over. Fuck her just like this. All the fucking time. I took her little pussy doggy style more times than I can count. Ah. Oh, she was a good little slut. Yeah, no, I don't feel bad. Ah. Oh, not even that I got caught. Fuck you, I don't even care. This is nothing. You can't break me. You're not man enough. Piece of shit. You fucking asshole. Piece of shit. Motherfucking pig. Scumbag. That's what you are. You're a fucking scumbag. You rape women because you've got nothing better to do. I rape women because it's a fucking art form for me. I do it with grace and style and dignity, and what do? You rape women at your work, you fucking pig. Fuck you. But I'm not even your first, you shit. I bet you use that fucking shield to get pussy all the time. Let go of my ear. Yeah, it fucking hurts. Fuck you. It's because you just destroyed a gold star, fucking cunt, you son of a bitch. I've never been touched before. I'm gonna make you pay for this. I'm gonna fucking kill you, I swear. I'm gonna fucking kill you and rape you like I did your daughter. I shot her right in her fucking head, right between the goddamn eyes. Fuck you and your daughter. Fuck your wife. Fuck your family. Hope they all die. Everyone. Everyone you love dies, and I hope that you're the only one left, you motherfucker. You're done now, you piece of shit. Just fuck me already. Fuck you. Fuck off, piece of shit. I don't care what you have to say. You can do what you want. You can't bring your daughter back to life no matter what you do to me. She's dead and she's gonna stay dead. Yeah, you can take her home and give her a proper burial, but it's not going to bring her back. What are you doing? What are you going to do? Shoot me right here? What do you mean? I'm not coming for your...